Welcome to Rethink Retail, the show where we dive into the stories and strategies behind some of the most successful brands on the planet. From brick-and-mortar giants to e-commerce disruptors, we uncover the secrets to their success and deliver the keys to true retail transformation. So ask yourself, are you ready to rethink retail? The future of retail starts now.
The call for unified commerce and personalization is well established in the retail industry. Yet, there has often been a disconnect between the common sense nature of the idea itself and how to execute it effectively and efficiently. In our previous episode of the Accelerated Retail series, we discussed how retailers can unlock the value of their data while maintaining security. Today, in our second episode, you'll hear about new technologies and strategies that are pioneering the next level of personalization to meet customer expectations. Together with Microsoft and top retail experts, we are exploring the transformative, robust impact of cloud technologies. Follow the Accelerated Retail series to hear the latest trends and business applications to help you optimize your supply chain, boost associate productivity, and implement next generation personalization. If it can be done in the cloud, we have you covered.
Hi, I'm Christine Russo. I'm a 2024 top retail expert. Okay, so it's a three-step process. First is data, then it's cloud, and then it's AI. So basically, you have to now work backwards because now everybody's figuring out how to use AI, especially if you layer on the loss of cookies. So cookies went away, that's bad, but AI came along. And with that, the customer can have a better experience. So let's work backwards. If you want to service the customer best, meaning the most personalized and segmented information, you're going to use AI to get there because you can. You couldn't a year and a half ago, but now you can. So you have to feed that information with very clean behavioral data, which hopefully you've harnessed, and you use the cloud to bridge the gap. There are people who are ahead, there are people who are current, and then there are laggards. So if I were a laggard, I would definitely partner with a leading tech company to help gather that information. If I'm ahead, I would use a partner to use those next steps, to do those next steps. I think we're calling it unified now. And I think that reiterates the point that we really want to have every touch point. And it's not just a bifurcated touch point where it's online or in store, because now we want to layer on social and any ecosystem where the customer is. And we're starting to see things like brands do lounges at the Kentucky Derby. And now all of the hype with the NFL and backing also into sports and college and Lululemon partnering with Ohio State. That was huge this year. So we'll see more and more ecosystem changes that make it unified.
Hi, I'm Steve Dennis. I think it depends on the industry, but a very high percentage of all customer journeys start in a digital channel, whether the customer ends up buying in a store or on e-commerce. So you have to really be able to figure out what the customer is aiming to do, show up in remarkable ways along that journey to hopefully get that sale and build that loyalty. So I think it's just been an evolution of the shift to more digitally driven journeys. It's been a part of just a shift to people being on their mobile devices is the way they start a lot of shopping journeys and just has gone from there. So retailers need to figure out how to make that all as connected as possible. The sales associates have the tools to help them, or at least just know from a training standpoint what questions to ask to take that customer down a more kind of relevant, personalized journey. You have a much greater chance of success making the sale, but also hopefully really standing out in the customer's mind. I think there's a lot. There's everything from technology where customers are using, sales associates using headphones to be able to talk to other members of their team to go run and get an item or to do a lookup on information so that the sales associate can stay with the customer, not have to go to a point of sale register or get on their phone and do a search, to using AI to start to deliver more personalized experience and just be able to take in a huge amount of data and serve up things either for the customer on their own device or perhaps on the sales associate's device. And I think we're at this really interesting point where technology is just going to the next level where it can just be that much more efficient. But I think the real secret sauce, so to speak, is being able to make it more personalized and relevant. That's the differentiator, I think. Some of it's, this other stuff's just becoming table stakes.
Shally Branston, Corporate Vice President, Global Retail, Consumer Goods, and Gaming. There's tons of room. In fact, 71% of consumers now expect a personalized experience. I think if we're really honest, what we would say is that the e-commerce website experience has not changed that much in 20 years. You've still got that top nav, you've got your left nav, you've got that magnifying glass, which someone on my team says it's like the magnifier of despair, because it's still really structured the way the retailer lays it out versus what's in the consumer's head in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. And I think what is so incredibly exciting about this moment where we are in this industry right now is that it's all getting flipped on its head. And we're going to be able to, as I like to say, go from this scroll-based shopping, where you're constantly scrolling through a website, to goal-based shopping. And you're going to be able to say, I'm going to Yosemite, I'm an intermediate skier, I'm going with two teenage boys, and my budget is $150. All in your natural language and get the results back. Save time, save money, if you're interested in sustainable products, all the things that matter more to you, so that the website is catered to you versus how it's laid out by the retailer. Data solutions from Microsoft Fabric, that's literally addressing the biggest challenge of this industry, which is unifying data to meet the customer and the supply chain where it is. But you can only deliver these store personalized experiences, like the Copilot for personalized shopping, if you have that data foundation.
Hi, I'm Sandeep Oni. I'm part of the retail practice at Gartner. I really think in order to realize that unified commerce experience across channels and lead to really personalization at scale, I think AI truly allows you to reach customers individually in ways which was simply not possible before. Because even in the past, of course, loyalty is not new, personalization is not new, but reality is, in years past, the technologies were able to cluster customers together at best. It was simply impossible to reach the level of personalization down to the level of individual customers at scale. But now we have tools available where you're able to generate marketing and campaign management down to a single customer level by the use of tools, new technologies like generative AI can provide. So it's pretty exciting times where I think AI directly will be an enabler for empowering that mass personalization down to an individual customer at scale.
This is Michael Secor, founder and chief strategist at 5New Digital.
The first step to maximizing personalization is to really do your homework on segmentation, to know your consumer, not just at the surface level, but to really, you know, from a deep psychological, cultural, purchase motivator point of view. And the best way to do that is through data. We can't sit down with all of our consumers. Some of us have millions of them. Let's see, how do they behave? And by the way, important feedback, listen to what they're saying. They're out there telling you, right? They told me in kindergarten, God gave you one mouth and two ears for a reason. And I think as marketers and brands and retailers, we're so fixated on getting our message out that we sometimes lose sight of the fact that never before have we been given the opportunity to have the world's biggest focus group, right? It's social media, it's comments, it's feedback, it's reviews. So really listen to the consumer and consolidate that data. And that's how you're going to get to personalization, by listening. There's a lot of new technology that allows you to listen to the consumer to get to personalization, right? And when we talk about omnichannel, right, what we're really talking about today is the evolution to unified commerce. Omnichannel is just another way of saying I have more than one channel that I sell through. If you want to get to real personalization, you need to get unified. So how do you unify all of your consumer-facing habitats? So whether it's on social, your D2C website, the physical in-store experience, right? It's the data and how you collect it, how you analyze it, but most importantly, how you deploy it. Because we can't do personalization one-on-one. So the question for most brands and retailers is, how do we get close enough with cohorts to be personalized? And then when you've really built a relationship, right? Another thing we talk about so much is customer loyalty, right? Do we personalize through customer loyalty? I believe that the future of customer loyalty is be loyal to the customer and they will be loyal to you, right? Give it away first, and then you're going to get it back.
My name is Lisa Amlani. I am the principal and founder of Retail Strategy Group, The Merchant Life, and I teach at FIT Fashion Marketing and Digital Technology. I'd say that the next stage is really about, I think it's really about seamlessness across technology. And I'm saying this because I work with a few market leading brands today, and I'll see that there's a lot of breakdown between merchandising, between product development, between planning, marketing. All of these cross-functional teams that are already siloed are now more siloed because the tech stack doesn't talk to each other. So there's a lot of manual intervention. So I'd say investing in the right technology that will encourage a single source of truth, who your customer is, and of course, feeding those insights back into the system so that all teams are looking at the same thing.
My name is Jose Luis Ortiz. I am the head of sales for retail and consumer goods in Microsoft in the US. At the end of the day, it's all about the customer and the consumer. So that's the reason why every retailer and every consumer goods company is working for. They want to just make sure that they can fulfill their expectations better than anyone else. And in order to do that, they just need to be there having the right product at the right time. And that's what the omnichannel experience means. If you are driving on your car and all of a sudden you have a need, it could be great if you can have a store assistant that you can say, hey, I need to park right here because I need a pack of this. I need a pack of paper. I need a bottle of wine or whatever, and just be there close to you with all the convenience at the right price. So just making sure that you can understand what the consumer needs or your customer needs are in the right moment, in the right place, at the right value, it's super important. And all the integration of that is what will allow actually our consumers and every one of us to access every day more rapidly and more easily. It's evolving, right? So it's hard to tell you how is everything going to come. But I see like generative AI just playing a huge role into all of this. So you don't need to go from mobile to website to physical places. Now it feels like everything is going to be integrated, but just having some sort of co-pilot helping you do the shop and do all the assistance as you go on your way. Independently, what is your routine? Could be on your way to work, or could be at your home, or could be on a holiday. So it has to be where you are. And that's where I think the whole technology is going to evolve. Seamless integration of all the different shopping occasions. There are different strategies, right? There are some retailers that really want to drive traffic through their stores. So customers can do like the famous shopping experience at the point of purchase, because they want to do the treasure hunt type of thing. So they want you to walk the different aisles because you will end up probably coming with more things versus what you had previously planned. Some retailers will continue to have that strategy, but even for that, they need to find digital ways to make sure that they can attract people to their stores and to their premises. And there are others where the Walmarts of this world and other more traditional stores that are integrating this in incredible ways. Just improving the search. What is the closest store where I can get this today, right now? So that immediacy is actually making a big difference. And they can send it over to your house, or you can pick it up, or a combination of things. It depends on every retailer's strategy, but definitely there's going to be room for better integrating the knowledge that you get of your shopper as a one individual.
Hi, I'm Dave Winand, co-founder and chief customer officer of Incisive. I would say that certainly, as we all know, digitization, both in store and throughout the buying experience, has really taken personalization to the next level. Ultimately, we all look at the best experiences that we experience across whatever experience we have, meaning we look at Uber for a certain experience, we look at a high-end retail for another experience, and ultimately, that's what expectations are right now. What retailers really need to be doing is obviously looking at how can they incorporate digital to help provide a more personalized experience to their customers. I think at this point in history with retail, it's pretty clear that the data is the new currency, right? And ultimately, data is what's going to power all experiences, and the ability for retailers to harness that data. Obviously, technology now exists that they can harness data much better and much more effectively than they ever have. So being able to find a unified source of bringing multiple sources of data together will give them insights that will help drive the ability to do hyper-personalization.
Thank you for listening to the Rethink Retail podcast. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. And if you're interested in being a guest on the show, apply at rethink.industries/podcast guest. That's rethink.industry/podcast guest. Follow us on Twitter at rethink_retail and show some love by subscribing on iTunes podcast app. Until next time.